This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He has wooed people throughout this process with his athleticism, with his arm. And the gentleman who helped him get ready for the combine and to do all of that wooing is joining us right now. He is Ryan Flaherty. He is the Senior Director of Performance at Nike. And, Ryan, we appreciate you being with us today. Thank you.
Hey, Ryan.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Correct on this. You've done pre-draft workouts getting guys ready. Deshaun Watson, Mitch Trubisky, who's from here, Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, Andrew Luck, Cam Newton.
Yes, correct.
And now Josh Allen.
Sam Darnold.
And Sam Darnold, who, by the way, we also like here. You obviously have a lot of guys involved in this. You're not going to tell us which one should be the number one overall pick, but you can give us a lot of insight into Josh Allen. What separates Josh from some of these other guys that we just mentioned, who, of course, were all big-time quarterbacks, big-time picks, and look like they're going to have very bright futures and have already been bright in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I've been fortunate to work with some of the top guys over the years, and so far I've had pretty good luck with a lot of them, you know, working out. I think there's a lot to the quarterback position, and it's not exact science, so it's difficult to pin it down. But, you know, having both Josh and Sam this year and working with them every single day and them being together every day and, funny enough, becoming really close friends throughout the whole process, you know, I think what I've learned over the years of doing this is that, you know, teams are going to fall in love with one of them because they fit their system, they fit the locker room, and they fit what they're looking to do in the future. So I think both guys are going to do really well. I think it's just going to come down to kind of who fits better in what system and what team falls in love with who. I mean, I think when I go back a couple of years with Marcus Mariota and Jameis Winston, it didn't matter if Tennessee was going to draft two or five, they were taking Marcus. He was their guy. And the same thing with Jameis and Tampa Bay. So I think that same thing is going to happen this year with the Browns. And I'm not sure who it is, but I've heard a lot between Sam and Josh. So we'll see what happens. But when it comes to Josh, I think Josh is a physical – I mean, look, I've been training quarterbacks. I now have been training 18 of the 32 quarterbacks in the league. So I've worked with a lot of them, and I have never seen physical skill like Josh Allen's. I mean, the physical skills are on another level. His size, his speed, and his arm, the combination of the three, really hasn't been seen in the NFL before. So I think he possesses all the physical talent in the world. I think he's going to take some time to develop a little bit in a couple other areas where Sam, you know, is already developed. And I think, you know, Sam doesn't have the physical capabilities and the arm strength that Josh does. So it just comes down to, I think, kind of what the team's looking for.
Hey, Ryan, we talk about this a lot with Josh Allen. We wonder how his perception would be on this side of the Mississippi if he was wearing an Ohio State or a Penn State or a Michigan or Notre Dame jersey instead of a Wyoming jersey. Do you think that that's a fair thing? Especially, I mean, you're a Utah State guy, right?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a perception difference that if Josh Allen was wearing like a Big Ten jersey, I think people on this side, especially here in Cleveland, might perceive him differently. Do you agree with that or disagree? Or
I do. I agree 100%. I mean, I think here's the thing. Look, I've watched, again, I've been evaluating quarterbacks for a very long time and training them for a very long time. And I think one thing that pops out when you watch Josh's film is, and I watched a lot of it this year. I mean, when I knew I was going to train him early on, I watched every single game he played in. And I'm not, Josh will never do this, but I'll be the first to do it. Is that I can't tell you how many balls bounced off guys' face masks. I mean, how many guys dropped balls? I mean, the accuracy numbers that came out with Josh, yes, part of it is related to his arm strength, and he was a little bit, you know, warm heat his mechanics, and the consistency wasn't there. That's something he's worked on tirelessly over the past, you know, 3 months. But a lot of the times his arm strength was just, I mean, the guys that I trained that went to the Senior Bowl played with him told me that they had a hard time catching his ball. So I think it's one of those things where I think the numbers are different. I think where he played, you know, I mean, look, the talent level around him wasn't great, and I think that he'll never say that. But again, it's something I can say for him because of watching the film. It's pretty obvious is that you know, if he played at Ohio State or Michigan State or Michigan, I think the conversation around him would be really different. Again, like I said, of the 18 of the 32 quarterbacks I've trained physically, I haven't trained one like him. So Cam Newton would be the closest, but even Josh is more accurate than Cam. So I think he's special on another level. I just think, you know, I hope, and with the situation you guys are in with bringing Tyrod in, who's another guy I've worked with in the past, is that I think you guys have a starter who's going to do a really good job for at least a couple years that will give Josh time to learn and develop in the ways that he needs to.
Ryan Flaherty joining us. He is the Senior Director of Performance at Nike. Trained Josh Allen, trained Sam Darnold, and a number of other quarterbacks that are in the NFL right now. The strength is there on the arm. Is the touch there when it comes to passing for Josh Allen, Ryan?
That's something he's worked on a ton over the past 3 months. I think that's something coming in. Everybody, you know, everybody that's watched Josh play one game knows he needs to work on that. And it's gotten a lot better. I think he, you know, look, when the very first quarterback coach he's ever had was coming out for the draft. He's never had anybody work on his mechanics since came out. I mean, what people don't understand, and the great part about what Josh brings to the table is the upside. And when I say that, it's this. He went to a high school with not one single kid who's ever played Division I football ever, right? They're all farm kids. Wow. He grew up in a farm area where they farm. That's what they do. They don't have physical specimens coming out of those high schools. So he had nobody that he played with that played at any other level besides high school. He goes to a junior college. He had no offers out of high school. Goes to junior college, no offers out of junior college. And again, a junior college that had very rarely produced a D1 kid in Northern California. And then he goes to Wyoming on a whim because they gave him a flyer and said, hey, we'll just let you come in and try to compete for it. Up to that point, he had never had a coach him on proper footwork, on throwing mechanics, on any of that stuff. And so this is the very first time he's ever had a chance in his career to work on that stuff. So when you think about it like that, like, you know, who knows what the potential is? I mean, I think a lot of these other kids coming out, the Elite 11 kids coming out every single year, and Deshaun Watson is one of them, has had quarterback coaching since he was, you know, 13, 14 years old. Same thing with Mitch Trubisky. So I think that's the thing people have to understand about Josh, is that yes, the upside is there because he hasn't been coached yet. And I think when you give him an opportunity to be in a system and be coached for a year at least, and I think you guys bringing in Drew Stanton, who's another guy I've worked with for a very long time, was probably the smartest move you've made, because Drew is an amazing one. Is the best backup quarterback in the NFL in terms of helping develop guys, and Drew's going to do a great job with whoever you guys pick.
Ryan, I'm just curious, and you've seen all of these guys, so I'm kind of putting this into that perspective of the history of the quarterbacks you've worked with. And, you know, we have a ton of debate also about, you know, how soon is soon enough to put in a rookie quarterback. Give me some of the qualities that you see in guys that make you say, man, this guy's going to be a great quarterback in the NFL, but he just needs a little bit more. And I know every guy's a little different, but tell me what you see in a guy, in a quarterback that you end up working with, that you can say, you know what, I see it, it just needs a little more seasoning.
Yeah, I mean, a lot. So I think, here's the thing, I think when it comes to quarterbacking, you know, no quarterback is ready to go right away. None of them are. I mean, you look at the offenses that they're coming from, and you put them on the board the first week, and you get a feel for where they're at, and you recognize really quickly, like, whoa, a lot of these kids have a long way to go, and some of them actually are further ahead than you think. Like Marcus Mariota coming out, our quarterback coach who worked with Marcus and Jameis a couple years ago, he's now in the NFL, the quarterback coach for the Redskins, and he was saying that Marcus was way ahead of where he thought he was, and Jameis was a little bit behind of where he thought it was, but the sentiment in the NFL was Jameis is way ahead of Marcus because of the spread, and it's just not the case. I think some offenses are further ahead than others, and some concepts are used in college that people just don't think are used at the NFL level, and so I say that to say I think all of them need time. I think all of them should at least have at least a year in the NFL to get their feet under them and get a feel for the offense and develop and grow. I think nobody is ready to start day one, but because of the pressure of winning and because of the pressure of the fan base, the coaches are forced to throw guys in there early when they know they're not ready. I mean, I would say 90% of the quarterbacks that get thrown into starting roles, the coaches know they're not ready. It's just because of the pressure from the media. So I say that in that all of them need time to develop. But I think one of the things for me is that, you know, like Marcus Mariota is a great example a couple of years ago. Like, we had Philip Rivers working with him at one of my quarterbacks and then our quarterback coach. And it was funny because Philip was like the guy who'd show up at 5 in the, you know, you said be there at 5, he'd be there at 4:30. And Marcus was the first guy Philip said that ever would beat him to the building to for the meetings. And like things like that, things where people are showing – where they want it more than anything else. They're showing up at 5:30, 4:30 in the morning for meetings before everyone else because they want it that bad. They're asked to stay. They're asking to stay later. And I think when it comes down to it, when we look from a personality perspective, what I look for is at 20 years old, right? A lot of these guys are 20, 22 years old. How well do they know who they are? If they're the type of guy when they walk in a room and based on the temperature of the room, they're changed by that. They adapt to that temperature. They're not ready. I'm looking for guys who walk into a room and are able to change the temperature. They're thermostat guys, as we say. Hmm. We want them to walk in a room and change the temperature. And I think these two guys are very much that. I mean, Josh is his personality is incredibly contagious. Everybody likes him a lot. You know, he grew up on a farm, never a five-star kid, always worked for what he got. He's a yes sir, yes ma'am kind of guy. But he's like, he'll work his ass off, and I think, or butt off, sorry.
That's all right.
he'll work his butt off, and I think that's really what, at the end of the day, you're looking for somebody who's got the talent, but the work ethic. He's not going to rest on the talent. I think that's huge. You know, I think a lot of guys rest on the talent, don't put the work in, whereas these guys are going to put the work in, and that's everything.
Ryan Flaherty joining us. Ryan coached Josh Allen, Sam Darnold, getting ready for the draft. He's the senior director of performance at Nike. The one thing that stuck me about this whole thing, everybody's saying the Browns can't make a mistake here, and that the safe pick is Sam Darnold. So if that's the case, and let's assume that is Josh a gamble? Is Josh Allen a gamble, or is he safe?
I think every single pick in the NFL draft is a gamble. I mean, I think when you look back at the history of it all, it's a gamble. I think when everyone listening probably is like, yeah, this guy's super, you know, jaded by it. He works with these guys. Of course, he's going to tell them they're great. But, I mean, look, if you look at my track record of the past two quarterbacks I've had, every single draft, they've all panned out, and they still are panning out. And I think they have a lot of, you know, ability to continue to pan out. But, you know, it's a similar thing I said last year with Mitch Trubisky and Deshaun Watson, which is Deshaun Watson is ready right now. Mitch is going to take some time. 2 years ago, it was Carson Wentz and Jared Goff. Talk to me in 4 years. Who's the better quarterback, Jared Goff or Carson Wentz? I told that to multiple GMs. Is when you're looking at these kids, don't measure them for tomorrow. Measure them for 4 years from now. And I think ultimately its potential is Jared Goff will be better than Carson Wentz in 3 more years, you know, 2 more years of development. So I think it just takes an understanding of when these guys will be ready. I think that Sam tomorrow will be a better starting quarterback than Josh will. I think in 4 years from now, I don't know. I mean, when you look at the physical skills, it's really difficult to say that Josh won't be the best quarterback in the league purely from a physical standpoint. Now, when you add the mental side of it, from what I know, again, people won't see this part until they get to meet him, but he's got the mental acuity. He's got the work ethic. He loves football more than he loves anything else. He's got an amazing family around him to where I don't think fame's going to affect him like it will other people. So I think with all of that in, I think it's, you know, again, it's hard for me to say who's going to be better or how, you know, who isn't, but I think it's a risk regardless. And, but these two kids have what you're looking for when a GM wants to go to bed at night and he's thinking about the variables that go into this stuff, it comes down to, does this kid know who he is and will fame change him? And I say, and for both these kids, it's absolutely no. It will not. These kids know who they are. I mean, my wife always told me, like, you got to remember, Sam's only 20 years old, and Josh is only 21, and I'm, like, holding these kids to a standard of, you know, 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
And I have to remind myself all the time how young they are. You know, these kids are really mature for their age, and then, you know, they're really smart, and nobody coming out in the league in the past 6 years that I can remember has the physical skills Josh does. So I think the gamble is there for sure. The gamble's there every year, but I think you're going to hit on either of these kids.
Ryan, we thank you for the insight.
Thanks.
That's terrific. We greatly appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Guys, thanks for having me.
Thanks,
Ryan Flaherty, coached up Josh Allen and Sam Darnold for the Combine. He's the Senior Director of Performance at Nike.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.